Hello, people on Audioboo. This is just a public boo in response to @dreamy_lyrics. She sent a boo earlier today about her struggles with her guide dog. And it was a public boo, and she asked for advice. So I'm going to put in my 2 cents. And, I thought I'd do it publicly because I thought maybe it would benefit other people. But also, I will say this. First of all, I have Rosie, and I've had her for 5 years next month. I will have had her for 5 years next month. So I've been working a guide dog for 5 years, but she is my first dog, so I don't have a dog to compare her to. And it sounds like I'm very fortunate because Rosie does not have a lot of the problems that I'm hearing about. But my answers are a bit more general. Dreamy_lyrics has struggled greatly in the last year and something with a guide dog, with having to retire her previous one. And I know she doesn't, you know, I'm sure she doesn't mind me saying all this because this is only things that she said on her audio boos already and her public ones. Retire one and then getting one that turned on her on the last day of training and they had to say that he wasn't going to be a guide dog anymore. And then getting this one who she had first to fight to keep because there was some bureaucratic stupidity there. And then after she won that battle, she's been having problems with him on and off while his guiding is very good. He has other problems. He gets bored very easily. He has some behavioral issues. He jumps on people. Yesterday he chewed on some electric cable of her braille display and it started to smoke. And she, you know, it got very hot and started to melt, and it could have caused a fire. And her question was, what, you know, and she feels that she's not getting a lot of support from the guide dog training centers. And she asked, when is the limit? You know, people are telling her, everybody's telling her, do this, buy things to protect your wires, you know, do obedience training, you know, don't put wires there, put him in a cage, all these different suggestions about what to do. And she asked then, you know, when is the limit? How much, what do I have, you know, when am I going to actually start enjoying the guide dog? How do I... you know, why are they always telling me to do things and they're not doing things? So I am only recapping this because for the benefit of those people who haven't heard her boo. And so this is in context. And I can't say that I have all the answers, but I'm just going to say what I think. And, you know, hopefully it's not easy, but all the answers to these questions are in one place. And I'm sorry to say it like that, but it all comes back to you, my dear. You are the only person who can decide when you've had enough. You are the only person who can decide to keep fighting or to give up. No one is going to make the decision for you. And I know that's not a very comforting answer on one hand, but on the other hand, it is comforting because no one's going to make a decision for you. You know, no one can force you to do anything you don't want. Now, I am probably the fact that you have had so much trouble with guide dogs in the last year maybe has gotten your tolerance to be a bit less. And I don't blame you. I think if I had to struggle with the things that you had to struggle with, I would be in the same situation. I would probably be worse off. I think you've been incredibly patient and incredibly tolerant, and you've fought very, very hard. But I feel now that there's some distress there, and I think that you have a few options. and you have to weigh them. Of course, you know, we can't reason with the animal. We are the ones who have to take the decisions. He is doing things that he's not supposed to do. Whether he knows he's not supposed to do them or not, it's not really the point. The point is that he is exhibiting some problematic behavior, and it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a great guide dog. In fact, it's more frustrating because he's a great guide dog. He has other issues. Whether or not it can be dangerous, well, yes. I mean, you are lucky that you caught this in time. Yesterday could have ended differently, and I'm very pleased, if that's the right word, I'm relieved that you caught it in time. But of course, if you hadn't, who knows? So I guess the decision is yours. If you feel that this is more struggle than it's worth, then you can say, I can't handle this guide dog anymore. Now, I know that because you fought for this guide dog, you may feel a little bit reluctant to do so. But at the end of the day, your safety and comfort comes first. Don't worry about what people will think of you. Excuse me. Don't worry about what people will think. If you feel that the guide dog is supposed to add to the quality of life, not take away from it. There is no law anywhere that says that you have to have a guide dog. Maybe because of what you've been through, so here's one of the options. It might not be an acceptable option for you, but it is an option. Maybe it's time for you to say, okay, that's it. I don't want a guide dog for the next year or two. I need a bit of a break. I need to feel that I want to invest in a guide dog. Invest, I mean, energy, time, patience, love. You know, it requires strength. We all know as guide dog owners, that it's not always smooth sailing. It's always, you know, we have to put into it. And I know you've been putting so much into it, and I know you feel like you're always coming up against a brick wall or a problem. So maybe now is the time. You say you want to travel, you say you want to enjoy. Maybe now is the time for you to say, okay, well, I'm just going to leave this for another year, take care of myself, and not worry about having a guide dog for a year or for a year and a half or whatever, until I feel that's it, I need a guide dog, and I'm willing to put all the strength and all my energy into it. It's especially hard in the first year or two. We know this. You can do that. You can also make the guide dog school involved more than, because I know you're very polite and nice. Be a bit more demanding. Call them and say, I'm having trouble. I don't feel safe. He's done this. I need you to send someone, and I need to talk to someone, and I need help. And be very, very direct about this. There's nothing to be ashamed of. The fact that you need help with your guide dog doesn't mean that you are a very good guide dog handler. It does not have anything to do with you. Sometimes dogs have problems and they get retired even in the middle of their career. You can't always, if you're lucky, then you spot the problems before they become guide dogs. But sometimes you have to spot problems during their career, and it's very sad for the handler. It's very sad for the school. It's very sad for the dog. It's a pain in the ass. But sometimes a dog isn't suitable. Now, I'm not saying your dog isn't suitable. I'm saying maybe they need to assess him. Maybe there is some training they can do, but you can demand extra training. You can say, I need extra training. Otherwise, I am bringing this dog back. And that's it. And that's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is, of course, continue to struggle. And it's not a bad option. Take a breath. You know, stay home with him for a little while. And do obedience training, do all the stuff that you know how to do, buy those protective cables, make sure that all your cables are secure, do all this kind of puppy-proofing, chewy-proofing work that you know how to do. So you, no one has the right answer. No one has the right answer. No one can tell you, okay, my dear, you really have had enough, give it up, or no, don't give it up, it's only your decision. And I guess the way for you to, here's another thing you can do. I just thought of something. Maybe that's not acceptable also, but maybe think about it. Maybe, I mean, I know you and I know your family and you have lovely parents. Maybe you need a couple of days away from your dog. Maybe ask your parents. I know you don't like to trouble people, but maybe ask your parents to look after your dog for a day or two. Thank you. I just got a cup of tea. Look after the dog for a day or two. Stay home. Or I don't know, or something like that. Or maybe the dog can go somewhere for a day or two, even to someone you don't know, even to, like, you know, a dog sitter. Maybe even someone, you know what, even someone you don't know. Maybe do this yourself without involving the whole world. I'm sure there are people, like there are here, who take dogs into their homes for a day or two and you can pay them by the day. So maybe pay someone you don't know that's not going to ask you questions. Say I'm going away for a few days. It doesn't matter if you are or you're not. Stay home for a few days and feel. Is it a relief for you? Do you miss him? Do you want him around? Maybe you just need to gather your strength, you know. Even people who have babies, couples who have babies, or moms or dads who have babies, need an afternoon or a day or a weekend away, because it's all about strength, and you need to gather your strength. But ultimately, the answers to all your questions come back to you. And I know that's a bit frustrating, because it's like, well, if I knew that, I wouldn't, you know, I know that. But of course you know that. But I think that, that, you know, only you can decide what is right. And maybe this dog isn't right. And may, of course, another option is to take another dog. But the question is, do you want to right now? So I think in order to assess what you want, you may need some time. And I think I'm liking that option. If it was me, I would probably be away from the dog for a couple of days. Not to punish him, just to see if it's working for you. Because if the dog is not working for you and the relationship is starting to deteriorate, you get frustrated, he gets frustrated, and maybe the behavior will worsen before it gets better. So these are the things that I can suggest. Maybe they're crappy, you know, and I'm sorry if it's not good, but this is just what kind of came out of me listening to your boo. I hope it's helped you or someone else who is in a similar situation, and hope you all have a good day. Who's recording? Button.